Log Talk Radio.
And I'm so glad about you, I'm the listener. What's
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out on tonight. Amen. Coming on out tonight to join us here at the Prayer News Network. Thank God for each and every one of you. We thank the Lord for your sacrifices. Amen. To come out, to be a part. Amen. To glory to God. Come and feast with us. Glory to God. Amen. Come over here. The table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. We give God thanks for our praise on tonight. Again, for each and every one of you, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of our listeners far and near. Thank God for all of our international listeners. Amen. Thank God for you. We appreciate you so much, as we've already stated. Amen. Time and time again, we're reaching into 34 countries now, and we just thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for, amen, expanding our borders. We're thanking him. Glory to God. We have listeners everywhere. Amen. Glory to God. Again, people of God, this is not our vision, but it's certainly the Lord's vision, amen, that he dropped in the earth at the time of the pandemic. Amen. Starting, amen, April 6th. Amen. Glory be to God. 2020. And we thank God, amen, that we have been going forth and going strong, amen, since that time. And I tell you, people of God, it has been such a blessing. Glory to God. Nothing that we thought of, amen, none of our plans, nothing that we, glory be to God, no vision in either of our hearts. But people of God, the Lord has brought us to this place at this time, and we are so grateful, amen. We have listeners all over the world, and we thank the Lord for each and every listener. Every listener is important. You are important to us, and we thank God for you taking the time out. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank the Lord for what he's doing in your life. We're thanking him for your growth and for your development. Amen. Glory to God. For surely as we're coming to this line, we're hearing this word, we're being cleansed, we're being purged, and the Lord is making us, amen. Glory be to God as we listen to this word, amen. This unadulterated gospel, this word absolute, amen, Jesus, not adding anything to it, nor taking anything away. But we give God thanks and we give God praise, amen, for his word, amen. How many thank God for his word? People of God, listen. Everything is going down, but his word, ha, glory to God, his word shall stand forever. And we thank the Lord, amen. We bless the Lord, amen. On tonight, again, we honor him, amen. We honor him with the fruit of our lips. We're honoring him, amen, with our whole heart, with everything that is within us. We bless the Lord on tonight, amen. We just want to say welcome again to all of our listeners. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line and you can get a copy of the broadcast. And we ask that you not only get a copy for yourself, but that you get a copy for some, send a copy to someone else. Listen, once we send it to you, all you have to do is copy someone else. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You don't even have to worry about burning it on a CD. No, no, no. All you got to do is copy and paste it and send it right to someone else's cell phone, amen, and they'll be able to click and play, amen, they'll be able to click and play and listen to the broadcast live even as you have on tonight, amen. We are excited, people of God, to be spreading this word, to spreading this gospel, amen. Glory to God. We're thanking the Lord for, amen, the word working, amen. I don't know about you, amen, but as the song says, something on the inside. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I can see a change in my life. I can see a change in my life. I can see a change in my thinking. Amen. I can see a change, change, change. Amen. And we thank God for the change. Glory to God. That's why we're coming to this line. People of God, listen, we should not be coming to this line, remaining the same old way, the same old pattern, the same old thinking process, amen, continuing to be under situations instead of being, glory to God, the head as God has called us to be, amen, Jesus. We should see change, amen. We must see change, glory to God, because this word is falling, glory to God, and it's falling on good ground. So we should see change, amen, Jesus, from the I can't to I can, glory be to God, knowing that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Who strengthens me, glory to God, we should be strengthened on the inward man, amen, glory to God, amen, even though we may not see it physically manifested, but by faith, we should see change. We must see change. See, that's what the word does. The word comes in and changes your vision. Amen. You know how you go to the doctor and they have that little eye exam and they turn those little lenses. Amen. They turn those little lenses. Sometimes they turn them, you can't see anything. And they keep turning, 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 click, 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 click. Amen. Glory to God. Until finally, amen, we'll see in 2020. Amen. Man, that's what the word of God does. Amen. It helps us to see 2020 because, listen, we're not seeing things blurry as we were before, blurry out of our own sight, glory to God. But we put on these lenses from heaven and we begin to see things like God sees them. We begin to see ourselves as God sees us. Amen. Glory to God. Not according to what man sees, amen, but according to what God sees. That's what matters, amen, and we should see ourselves changed, amen, we should see ourselves changing, we should see ourselves feel ourselves strengthened, glory to God. That's what the word does. That's why we're coming to this line, amen, glory to God. We should see, amen, listen, no longer see impossibilities, but we should see possibilities, glory to God. We should see possibilities, people of God. Amen. This is what we should be seeing. Amen. Glory to God. So we just want to help you get your lenses right. Amen. To understand why you're coming to this line. To understand what the word should be doing in you. Amen. And if you find yourself and none of this is happening, glory be to God. Listen, people of God, you need to, glory to God, humble yourself. Amen. Before the mighty hand of God. Amen. Glory to God so that he can work on you. Amen. So that he can work on us. Amen. Glory to God. If you say, well, Lord, none of this is happening, this and this and this is not happening to me, amen, Jesus, you need to go back to the manufacturer, amen, because we're created in the image and likeness of God. So if we're not seeing these things manifested, if we're not beginning to, amen, feel the growth, if we're not beginning to be sharpened, if we're not beginning to see things differently, amen, Jesus, we need to go back to the altar. We need to go back to the altar. If we're not seeing change, go back to the altar. Amen. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God. Amen, Jesus, so that he will exalt you in due season. Amen. Glory to God. That's what it's all about. The Lord is making us ready. He's making us ready. Meet for the master's use. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord wants to use us. Glory to God. He wants to use us. He wants to prove us. Amen. Glory to God. Prepare us and set us aside for himself. Amen. Glory to God. That's what the Lord is desiring. That's what we're here for. We're making ready. We're making ready for kingdom living. We're making ready. Amen. For the kingdom, people of God. We are making ready. Hallelujah. To meet the Lord. Hallelujah. In this dressing room. We're in the dressing room. Hallelujah. We're in the dressing room right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're getting a foretaste of what the Lord has for us. Amen. Glory be to God so that when we drop these bodies, amen, hallelujah, we take on immortality. Glory be to God. Amen. It fits right. Hey, oh, glory. It fits right. It feels right. Amen, because you've had a taste of it right here in the earth. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for you. Amen. Again, we just want to, amen, turn those lenses for you to let you know why we're here, let you know what the purpose is. Amen. Glory to God, amen, because we are, amen, Jesus Glory be to God, the sons of God in the earth. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord has made us. He's made us and created us, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We're in the image again in the light of God. So we got to act like it. We got to be like it. We got to be who we are. Amen. Not in the sinful state that we were born in, because we were born in sin and shaping in iniquity. Amen. But then Christ came. And once we receive Christ, people of God, amen, that old sin nature, amen, has to unfold. It has to unfold. It has to let us go. It had to shake us loose. Glory be to God. And the Lord brings us, amen, because we're new creatures. We're new creatures, new creatures, new creatures, new creatures. Glory be to God. New creatures created again in the image and likeness of God. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We got to walk in that. We have to walk in it. We have to walk in it. So here we are. Amen. Here in the Word, this is why we're coming. People of God, listen. Glory be to God. We want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come on out. Amen. And be a part of the broadcast on the night. Invite them to come on and be a part. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Invite them to come. Invite them to listen. Amen, Jesus. Listen in to what the Lord is saying. Glory be to God. Listen, people of God. It's line upon line, precept upon precept. The Lord is building us, and he's making us ready. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We are people of God. We are, amen, and we have entered into the time of labor and sorrows. Amen, Jesus. We're ending, amen. We're stepping now, coming now, amen, to the end time. Glory to God, according to the scriptures. Glory to God. Amen. But the Lord wants us to be a prepared people. He wants us to be ready. Amen. He wants us to be ready for his return. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Again, invite someone to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Invite them to come on in. Glory to God. Tell them to come and hear what thus says the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We thank all of our leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. Glory to God for our leaders. Amen. We esteem them highly. Amen. Highly, highly, highly. We thank God for your leaders on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. We thank God for you. Amen. You who have joined us. Amen. By radio. Amen. By Facebook. By podcast. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God and those that have dialed in. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. On tonight, we bless God for you. We bless him, bless him, bless him for you. Amen. And we're appreciative. Amen. For you taking the time to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. And people of God at this time, amen, we're not going to prolong the time. Amen. Glory to God, because we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. We pray that you have been blessed by these rebroadcasts. I tell you, the word never goes stale. The bread never goes stale. Listen, the bread that was on the table of showbread, amen, in the tabernacle, amen, they had to change it out. Amen. Glory to God. They changed it out. Glory to God, so that it didn't get stale. And this, the word of God, it never gets stale. It never, never, never gets stale. Amen. So we thank God for the word, and we're able to capture, amen, the word by, amen, all of our listeners. And glory be to God, we were able, amen, Jesus, to now bring forth this word again so that those who were not here can hear it. Those that did hear it before, you can be refreshed. Amen. Because I don't know about you, I'm always getting nuggets out of it, amen, that I didn't get before, amen. So this time, people of God, we're going to bless the line, amen. We are, amen, going over to Nassau, Bahamas on tonight. Glory be to God, amen. So we're going to bless the line on tonight and get on out of your way, amen, so that the Lord, amen, can speak to us on tonight. We pray that you prepare your heart.
The recording has started.
Prepare your minds, people of God, prepare. Amen, the word, amen. This is the time that we, amen, look, ask the Lord to shine upon us. Lord, shine on me. Glory to God, if you find anything that's not like thee, if you find any iniquity, cleanse and purge me. Cleanse me from those secret thoughts, those secret faults, and those secret sins. Amen. We humble ourselves, glory to God, so that the Lord can, amen, do a work in us. Amen. Glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you on tonight. We glorify you. Glory. Yeah, God. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. For there's none like you. And we thank you, Master. We thank you tonight. We thank you for being a good God. We're thanking you. Glory. Hallelujah. For you are the true and the living God. And we come tonight to give you thanks. We come tonight to honor you, Master, with the fruit of our hearts. With our hearts, we come to honor you on tonight. And glory to God, we come to tell you thank you. We come to tell you thank you, glory to God. Thank you for keeping us all day long. We thanking you, glory to God, for how, glory to God, you kept our minds and you kept our hearts. And Father, we thank you for it on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for yet another day that you've kept us. We thank you on today. We bless you. Glory be to God. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, with the highest praise. We glorify you on tonight. We glorify you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We glorify you in the earth on tonight. We glorify you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you on tonight, oh God, that you will sanctify us. Sanctify each and every one of us. Sanctify each and every listener on. Father, we're asking that you will forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, oh God, of our iniquities. Forgive us, Master, of anything and everything that we've done wrong. Anything, oh God, and anything that we've offended. We're asking that you will cleanse us and purge us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to look upon us. Look upon us favorably on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us, glory to God, not in us, oh God, but in your tender mercies and in your loving kindness. We're asking that you would look upon us, oh Master, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, Father, that you would have your way. Have your way in us. Have your way on this line. Have your way, glory to God. Look upon us tonight. Look upon us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon the altars of the heart of the people in the precious name, Jesus. We're asking you, glory to God, that hallelujah, oh God, for you see on tonight every petition. You see, oh God, on tonight every desire in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you, glory to God, that even as we lift up holy hands before you, even as we lift up our hearts before you on tonight, Father, that I sacrifice unto you, oh God, that is received, that is purged, and come before you as a sweet-smelling savor in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to move, yeah, God, move upon the altars of the heart. Move, glory be to God, move for your people all over the land. Move, glory to God, hallelujah. Move in the isles of the sea. Move, oh God, in the north, the south, the east. Move in the west, oh God. Move by your spirit. Move, glory to God, higher. Yeah, glory to God. Move in the winds on tonight. Move in the winds on tonight in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to move, oh God, to hear the cries of your people. Hear the cries. Hear the moans. Hear the groanings of your people on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, so much uncertainty on tonight. Father, we have not the answer, but we know that you know the answer. You have the answer. You are the answer in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we know on tonight, oh God, that you make no mistake. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for you're yet on the throne. And we're blessing you on tonight, for you're yet ruling. Oh God, you're not moved. You're not moved, oh God, by any situation. You are not moved, oh God, but in higher abosa, oh glory to God, in the infinite of your power, in the infinity, oh God, of your power on tonight. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking that you would bow down your ear. Bow down your ear before your people in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in bones on tonight. Oh God, somebody tonight
Somebody tonight is coming, trying to know God, seeking for healing. But we know that you're yet the healer. But you are, oh God, you're Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that heals on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will heal on tonight according to your divine will. Touch and heal on tonight. Touch and deliver on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Deliver bodies on tonight. Deliver souls on tonight. Oh, God, revive spirits this night in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to move all over the land. We're asking that you move, God. Move almost, hey, God. Move on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would touch on tonight. We're asking that you would touch grieving hearts on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Those that are bereaved on tonight. Those that have lost loved ones on tonight. We're asking that you would lift tonight. Lift by your spirit. Live by your anointing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you on tonight, oh God. Hey, God, cause there to be a refresh in the heart and the mind of your people, oh God, because you've not changed your plan concerning us. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for destiny, oh God, rest within your people. And we're thanking you on tonight. Oh, God, those on tonight that have grown weary, oh, Master, in well-doing, we're asking that you strengthen on tonight. Breathe upon your people. Breathe upon your people. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon your people, Father, and strengthen tonight. Oh, God, strengthen to go forth. Strengthen on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Strengthen to execute, oh God, your will and your plan in the earth, in that precious name, Jesus. Father, someone on tonight, even in the midst of, oh God, desiring a closer walk with thee, oh God, for you are Jehovah Shammah, oh God, on tonight, Father, we said, drawing us near, Moshe, oh God, draw us nearer on tonight, draw us nearer unto thee, draw us nearer unto thee, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, draw us nearer. Oh, God, give us a closer walk with thee on tonight. Glory to God. Cause us tonight, oh, God. Oh, God, not to be lukewarm. Oh, God, but draw us closer. Draw us closer in the name of Jesus. Draw us closer. Yeah, shake him up. Oh, God, come to be a shaking on tonight. Oh, God, those things that seem, oh, God, to hold us fast. Father, but cause there to be a shaking on tonight and draw us nearer unto thee. Give us a closer walk in thy precious name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, do it tonight. Do it tonight for your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to meet every need, every desire, oh God, upon this line. For you know what we have need of. Oh, God, before we ask, and we're asking you on this night, oh, God, to meet needs on tonight. Oh, God, there's no situation and there's no circumstance that's too strong for you. Oh, God, nothing is too hard for you. And, Father, we're asking you on this night to move for your people. Move in provision on the night. Move for the homeless on the night. Move on tonight, oh, God, I'm gonna see ya, in the name of Jesus. Every situation, every circumstance, oh God, we're asking you to move on tonight. Move by your spirit. Move, Jesus. Oh God, give someone a sudden blessing on tonight in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to do it, oh God. We're asking you to do it all over the land. Do it tonight. Haya, yada, bahaya. Do it tonight. Hey, God, yada, bahaya. Oh, Father, hear. Oh, glory to God, and deliver, Father, on tonight in the precious name, Jesus. Cause us to get in position. Cause us to get in position, oh, God. Cause us to get in position for your blessing. Cause us to get in position, oh, God, that we miss not, no, God, not one divine appointment. Cause us to get in position. Hey, sha-ra-ba-ba. In the precious name of Jesus, cause us glory to God. Cause us to hear your voice. Cause us to hear your whisper on tonight in that precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on the night. tonight. We're thanking you for your peace on tonight. Thank you for your peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Thank you on tonight. Thank you for sanctifying us on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, thank you for purging on tonight. Thank you for purging us. Thank you for saving, oh, God, to the utmost on tonight. Thank you for saving, oh, master, your people from in. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you on tonight, oh, God, for saving your people. Oh, glory to God, your salvation, oh, God, that goes throughout the earth. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Amen. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God, in the alleys on tonight, in the gutters on tonight, in the trap houses on tonight. Oh, God, we're thanking you. Oh, God, in the White House on tonight, in our house on tonight, oh, God, we're asking you, oh, God, to save to the utmost. Save to the utmost. Take the pleasures out of the sin. Take the false pleasures out of the sin of your people on tonight. Oh, God, cause it to be distasteful. Oh, God, in the hearts and in the minds, in the mouths of your people. And, Father, we're taking you on tonight. Give your people a hunger and a thirst after you. A hunger and a true hunger and a thirst after you, oh, God. In the precious name, Jesus, that your people would see, that your people would taste and see that you're good, that your people would taste and see the righteous way. In the precious name, oh, God. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for this night. We thank you, oh, God, tonight. Thank you for your divine ordination on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for what you shall do on tonight. Father, we thank you for your speaker on tonight. Thank you for your manservant, oh, God, that you brought to this line, to this place. We thank you on tonight. Father, we glorify you. We're asking that you would bless him now. Bless him, oh, God. Emma, bless him, oh, my Mashe. Bless him on tonight. Bless the man of God, oh God, to meet every need and every desire. Cause him to be strengthened on tonight. Cause him to be strengthened in this minute. Cause him to be strengthened, oh God. Oh God, in everything that he sets his hands to do. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for your word that you breathe upon your messenger. Father, we ask you, God, tonight, cause your word to have free course on tonight. Cause your word to have free course on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. We do declare, we decree, oh God, that your word shall not return unto you void. And we thank you tonight for bringing down the hand and the plan of the enemy. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you on tonight for all that you've done, for all that you shall do. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you the glory. In thy precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us, Master, in your shed blood. Cover us, oh God. Cover us in your glory. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and your glory. Hallelujah. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen, people of God. Amen on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We give him thanks on tonight. Amen. We again. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God for coming out. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come on tonight. Glory to God. Invite them to come on in. Amen. And be a part of what the Lord, amen, is doing here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, as we already stated, amen, Jesus, we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And people of God, we're going over to Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. We're going over to Nassau, Bahamas. Glory be to God. By way of Vision of God Outreach Ministry. Amen. This man of God has been with us, amen, several times. Amen. And we're so grateful, amen, to be able to at this time bring forth. And the last time the man of God was here with us, amen, we were able to capture this precious word. And we're going to share it on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive, glory be to God, Pastor Howard Mott on tonight. Pastor
Pastor Howard Mott. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus.
Yes, yes, sir.
We're coming live from the Bahamas, amen, Jesus, where the sun and the sand and the sea. We bless God, amen, Jesus, even on tonight, give him my respect, amen, Jesus, amen, Jesus, that God has allowed, amen, Jesus, Minister Bradley, to introduce this word of God even unto the world, that every nation on the face of the earth may hear it, amen. I give him respect, amen, to Bishop Tino, amen, Jesus, to even the apostle, amen, Huggins, the prophet, and to all the sons of God all around the world and every nation where the Lord Jesus Christ is being lifted up. I praise God, amen, Jesus, once again for this opportunity to declare the word of God, amen, Jesus, and knowing that God is alive and he's real, amen, Jesus. And I just want to say thank you for every nation that is listening to us from around the world and coming to us, amen, Jesus, even now. If you have your Bibles right now, amen, Jesus, you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. The word of God says, amen, Jesus, and Saul spake unto Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seek to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until this morning, and abide in the secret place, and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father, and I will see what I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good David, and Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he had not sinned against thee, but because his word have been to thee what very good. For he did put his life in his hands and slew the Philistines and wrought a great salvation for all Israel, that thou sawest and didst rejoice. Wherefore thou sin against the innocent blood to slay David with his horse. And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan and swore, and as the Lord liveth, he shall not slay him. And Jonathan called David and showed him all things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in time past. And the war against David went out and fought with all the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter. Amen, Jesus. Right now, before I come to the word of God, amen, Jesus, I'm going to call Minister Denise to come and minister in a song. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, the name of the Lord tonight, for he is worthy to be praised. I'm just going to sing a short verse of this song. Ask me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need
Once again, oh God, for this opportunity, oh God, to declare the word of God unto the nations of the earth. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will move, oh God, in every continent. God, move, oh God, even now in Europe. Move, oh God, in Asia. Move, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, even in Australia. God, move, oh God, even in North, oh God, in South America. God, I pray in the name of Jesus in every country, oh God, in the continent of Africa, oh God, in Zaire, oh God, even in Nigeria, God, in Chad, oh God, and I pray, oh God, that you'll move in Tanzania, God, even now, oh God, in the Congo, God, even now in Liberia, every nation, oh God, upon the face of the earth, oh God, even now on tonight, oh God, that is listening, oh God, even under the sound of our voice, God, those that are driving in their cars, God, those that are in their home, God, those, oh God, that are in the airplane, God, even those that wherever they be upon the face of the earth, I pray, oh God, that on tonight that this word of the living God will reach them, oh God, with power and authority. God, I pray, oh God, even on tonight that even Gabriel, the voice and the messenger of Almighty God, will stand in the midst of us, oh God, to declare the living word of God. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that even Michael, the actual angel, oh God, will move, oh God, from the midst of the golden candlestick, oh God, and fight, oh God, in war, oh God, even for the souls of men, oh God, in every nation. Oh God's word, oh God, will go tonight. I pray, oh God, by the power of the living Christ, oh God, that souls will be healed, oh God, the deliverance, oh God, by the power, oh God, of the Holy Ghost, oh God, will come, oh God, even unto the lost, oh God, unto the dying by the Holy Ghost. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that every sickness and every disease will be driven, oh God, out of their bodies, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That word of God, even on tonight, will come alive, oh God, that the word, oh God, acting, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that myself, oh God, will be dissolved, oh God, and that you, Lord Jesus, will come alive. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that I will decrease, oh God, and that you will increase, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you, even on tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to talk to you tonight, amen, Jesus, about a kindred, amen, Jesus, spirit. I want to talk to you tonight to let you know, amen, Jesus, about a spirit, amen, Jesus, that will bring us into kingship and kindred. And when I look at this word of God on tonight, I see trouble. I see trouble not just in the word of God, but there's trouble now in the earth. every nation upon the face of the earth has an effect on what is going on and what is happening in the earth. And there are folks that are troubled. There are folks that are confused. There are folks that are buried. There are folks that are hurting from the inside and even on the outside. There are forces and there are powers of the earth that have risen up against man on every nation upon the face of the earth. And when I look at this word of God tonight, I saw this man of God, this servant of God, David, a man that God had ordained, a man God had called. The word God declared, amen, Jesus. And God called him. Before he called him, he had a man in his stead by the name of Saul, because the children of Israel required God that they wanted a king, because they felt as if they wasn't satisfied no longer that Moses was dead and now Joshua was dead, and they wasn't satisfied that God had given them judge. And when they got down to Solomon, who being the last judge and priest, they decided from God that they needed to hear from a king, because every nation that was around them had accepted a king. So the word of the Lord declared that when Samuel went to God and he required God, God said, no, they didn't just offend, but they offend me. But he said, nevertheless, because they see what the nations around them had, they requested a king. The word of the Lord declared that God gave them a king. And in the third year of his reign, amen, Jesus, he totally disobeyed God and went against the will of God and do that which was contrary to God. And right in an instant, God fired. No long talk, no dispute. Amen, Jesus, his work permit was terminated. And the word declared that when God fired him, after God fired him, the word of the Lord declared that God now went and tells Samuel to go unto the house of Jesse. And when Samuel went to the house of Jesse, the word of the Lord declared, first the first son come, then the second came, then the third, and the word of the Lord declared even unto the seventh. And when they got under the seventh, the word of the Lord came and he told Samuel, he said, listen, there has to be an hour, there has to be a next one. And the word of God declared that the word of the Lord declared, he said, yes, there is a son that is in the field, one that is unknown to them. Amen, Jesus. And God spoke a word and they called him out of the field. And the word of God said that when he came, he wasn't of that great stature, he wasn't of that, amen, Jesus, figure where everybody wanted to look at him. But the word of the Lord declared that God had now anointed him king over Israel. What God did, God didn't even move Saul. God leaves Saul in place for time and for season. The word of the Lord declared that then God fired Saul and tried to reason with Samuel to try to get back his place, because he felt something and knew that something had left his life. Not only that, the word of the Lord declared that God moved with spirit from around him on a constant basis. And the evil spirit came and ministered unto him. And when the evil spirit came and ministered unto him, the word of the Lord declares that his servant said even unto him, God was now setting the stage for David to take over. And the word of the Lord declared that God sent, amen, Jesus, even to his servant. And they went to the house of Jesse. They got David, because you have to understand that even though David had no experience in warfare, even though David had no experience, amen, Jesus, in battle, but the word of the Lord declared in the psalmist that he prayed before the Lord. And the word of the Lord declares that when God hears music, he says that God inhabits the music and the praises of his people. And when you look at the word of the Lord, amen, Jesus, on a constant basis, David prayed his music. And then Saul sent the Saul, the word of the Lord said, on one occasion, Saul grabbed his spear and tried to kill David. So David had to flee from him. And after David understood, amen, Jesus, what was the war that was about to take place between him and Saul, the word of the Lord declared that David began to stay away from Saul. But I want to say to you tonight, people, somewhere down on the inside of you, sometime there is a kindred spirit that you need to connect yourself with someone. You need someone that will come into your life and assist you in the things and the problems that you're going through. Sometimes even when you're going through certain situations and you feel as if God is so far, what God will do, just like he did to the man in the days of old, he will arise up someone that you could come and minister, someone that would encourage you. The word of the Lord declared soon that even in the midst of this, God raised up, amen, Jesus, the old son of Saul, Jonathan. The word of the Lord said that the between Jonathan and Saul was so close that the word of the Lord said that they loved one another with their own soul. So sometimes when you look at life, amen, Jesus, I want to say this to you. Sometimes
even when you look at life, amen, Jesus, you have some friends. And you know, sometimes now you hear the word, they're saying not their best. They're saying they're friends for life. Some folks say they're ride or die friend. But I don't know nothing but a ride or die friend because I know Christ has already died for us. But the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that David, the bond between David and Jonathan was so close that David, Jonathan went into his father and tried to negotiate, amen, Jesus, the life of Saul, of David. But I want to say to people tonight, sometimes, amen, Jesus, I want you to hear me in the realms of the spirit. Sometimes we always say, amen, Jesus, that we have soul friends, we have soulmates. But you have to understand, you just can't connect yourself with someone based on emotion. You can't connect someone, amen, Jesus, based on finance. It has to be by the spirit of the living God. It has to be beyond that. Do God the books and some things, amen, Jesus, so you can understand even among your friends that your friends ain't always your friends. Some folks that you have around you, amen, Jesus, they are plotting their demise on a constant basis. And when we look at the word of God, we see one of the greatest examples of that, amen, Jesus, in Jude, amen, Jesus, how Judas betrayed Jesus, even though Judas walked with Jesus every day. The word of the Lord declared that everywhere Jesus went, he went. Everything that Jesus did, he did. Everything that Jesus ate, he ate. But at the end of the day, the word of the Lord declared that he took tiny pieces of silver and he sold out Jesus. And I want to say to you sometime, and I need you to hear me, sometimes there are some folks in your life. We like to say sometimes, amen, Jesus, concerning our spiritual fathers and our spiritual mothers. But you have to understand, even when you look, even in the list of your spiritual mothers and your spiritual fathers, you have to connect yourself by the spirit of the living God. Because the word of God said, how shall we know him? But by the spirit, I want to say to you tonight, when you look at every man of God that was moving under the anointing and the power of the living Christ, whenever they move, they will always take someone of kindred spirit. They will always take someone of seems familiar spirit. They will take someone of a spirit that is near to them. And when I look at this word of God tonight, I see this man David. I see this man Jonathan. And they understand that in order for him to survive, he had to hook himself with someone. And the word of the Lord declared that Jonathan so loved this man that even though his father wanted to betray him, even though his father Saul wanted to kill him, the word of the Lord declared that Jonathan became like a CIA and a FBI. He set up every strategy, he set up every plan that his father would not kill David. And I want to say to you today that are listening to the sound of my voice, you have to know by the will of God when you connect your spirit. And folks, I can tell you because I've been through it all. And I remember the days when I was young in Christianity and the spirit of the Lord began to speak to me concerning certain things that was happening. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, this particular denomination at the time that I was in, they didn't understand the rest of the spirit. They didn't understand the things of God. And God spoke to me and he said, son, it's time to come on the folks. I'm telling you, one of the hardest things we can do in our life is sometimes when we connect ourselves with people and we feel that we're going to be with them for the rest of our life. And I can tell you from a preacher, and sometimes when I connect with our folks, myself, even with church folks, and I have to realize sometimes, amen, Jesus, that in this journey that I'm going, ain't everybody going to the end. So sometimes when folks drop off, it kind of put a dampener in your spirit, but you have to understand, you have to press on, you have to give up everything around you and press to the mark for the higher calling in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you folks, in my early days, when the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me and began to show me, I said, God, I want to make a decision, but I don't want to make no decision in my flesh. I don't want to make no decision off my own mind. And I spoke and I began to pray to the Lord. I said, God, I want to make this decision. And folks, I'm telling you the word of God declares that without a vision, the people will perish. And I'm telling you by the will of God. God spoke to me, amen, Jesus, in a vision, and he showed me three churches. I'm telling you, in the first church, he showed me it was a political church, and I saw folks in the house of God, and they had on their big old collars, and they were doing everything against the will of God. Then his next church, he took me in, it was a church of folks that were compromising, the folks that were doing everything. The third church, he took me in, it was a church where the glory and the power of God was. And folks, I'm telling you, God, because this ain't no time to just be buddy-buddy with folks. Just because you know them all your life. There are times in your life, in the book of Ezekiel, he said, God says, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house. Ezekiel 12. He said, listen, I am the moon from around them so that they will see what you're trying to bring in heaven. Sometimes, folks, there are family members in your life. You have to, amen, Jesus, just control yourself and cut them off from time and a season. And I want to let you know tonight, hear me, and the doors that are under the sound of my voice. You have to look over your life and examine where you are in God. You have to look at your friends list and determine who you want to carry with you. Because you have to understand that the word of God, the word of God declared that even like I always say, Jesus started with 70 folks when he first started his ministry. Then when you look as he began to preach the word of God, he was down to 12. And he continued to preach the word of God. And as he preached the word of God, when he got in the garden of Gethsemane, on the mount of the tree. And you know the story. And the rest of the story, you know about Peter. And you know how Peter went up all him and Jesus and he said that he never knew Jesus. But God, the power is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He had no mind to encourage himself. But the word of the Lord declared there were times when the angel of Almighty God will leave the realms of glory, come down and minister unto this man. There were times when he stood before Pilate. There were times when he stood before Herod. There were times when he stood before the Sanhedrin Council and all those who were really tempted. And I want to say to you tonight, there are times when you will have to go this journey alone. But if you trust in the living God, if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I promise you, by the word of God, he will see the truth. That there were times, even the people that David had around him, and there were a time, amen, Jesus, when the army came and took everything from him, and they wanted to kill David, but the word of the Lord declared that David had to encourage himself in God. And folks, I want to say to you tonight, there are times when you have to go through this thing by yourself. There are times when you will only have sometimes just one person with you. Because when you look at the word of God, the word of the Lord declared that when Job had to go through, and when Job began to experience it, there was such a war going on in his life that the very first thing that started for him was the Bible said that ribs of his ribs and bone of his bone. His very wife said to him, Job, you can't go through this thing no more because we had a luxurious life. But you just need to curse God and die. And when he looked at her, because he realized, well, fine, come with God. He said, woman, listen, you don't speak like an intelligent woman. He said, you speak as one of the foolish women. And you will see that after that, it will be all over for Job. But the word of the Lord declared that even when Job, even Jesus' three friends came, for the first 7 days, the Bible said that they sit down there, those men that you thought were so close to you, and they sit down there for 7 days, and not a word they said. And Job began to explain his whole life to him. Job began to explain and curse the day that he was born. He said, I wish that my mother's breast would not give me milk. He said, I wish that the darkness had covered me. Because sometimes when you go through some problems, and sometimes when you go through some situation, you have to go through it all alone. And the word of the Lord began to say that after the 7 days, these three men began to talk. And when they began to talk, they almost made it sound as if Job had committed all kinds of sins. They made it sound as if Job taught him in God was company. They made it sound as if God, Job, had did wrong, that Job had slept with women. They made it sound as if Job was running from the house of God. They made it sound as if Job was a drunkard. They made it sound as if Job did everything that was against the will of God. But these were his friends. So sometimes you have to understand, folks, the word of God says, it says, he that is friendly ought to show himself friendly. But when you look at sometimes the friends that you think are your friends, and when you are the end of life with, they are the same one that betray you.
David put it so. David said, those that number follow for me. But David said, those that break bread, those that eat at my table, they were the very ones that betrayed me. And you see in the word of God, when David owns pronouncement, decided that he wasn't just comfortable to be under gatekeeper, but he decided that he was to overthrow his father. But he brought an army, defiled not just the hopes of God, but he defiled David's life. And he committed the most abominable sin. But yet David, the word of God said, when he heard that Absalom was dying, was dead, his heart was troubled. Sometimes we don't understand folks that are near us, but yet we have to forgive them. Folks hurt us deep down when they entire eternal pains and strife and hurts that are so severe. But yet Jesus said, 70 times 70, we must forgive them. And I'm saying to you tonight, you have to go through what you go through in order to make it to. But sometimes when you look at the word of God and you go back to the story of Job, the word of the Lord declared that those three men talked for many days. And they reasoned with Job. And all the words that they give Job, as if it was not comforting to them. As if the word was not bringing any healing to him. Then the word of the Lord declared that amidst them there was a young fellow. And he sat there and he listened. And he said to them, he said, listen, I don't want to be disrespectful to you. Because I realized that all three men that were talking, Job that was speaking, God of the elders, and he asked permission that he would speak. And sometimes the word of the Lord declares that all of the old obeys and suddenly thou shalt have perfect praise. And the young man began to talk, and as he began to talk, he shared with them the wonderful experience of God. And he said with them that this man cannot have done all of these things. And he said with them, if you believe that God can deliver this man. If you read that passage of scriptures, you'll find out that when it was all over, the word of the Lord declared that God spoke only concerning the three men. So he let the young fellow off the hook because he spoke as the oracle of the voice of God. So sometimes this wisdom don't always come from the elders. Sometimes even among the youth, they can encourage us. Sometimes they can inspire us. And they can push us on in our efforts to the will of God. If you look at the word of God, there are many stories where folks were troubled, where folks were confused, and they needed someone to encourage them. They needed a testimony with them, someone that would give them a word of life. Even the woman of the well, she needed a word of life. Even Zacchaeus, he needed a word of life, so he went up into the sycamore tree. And Jesus spoke a word to him, and he said, this day, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house. So there are times in our life, and we're going through pressures of life, we're going through experiences of life, but we need to hear from someone that will send us on a life journey. I want to say to you today, sin is born for our mercy. Sin was turned against you. Bible says a brother is born for our mercy. But if you're a friend, there's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. There's a friend that will go beyond to see you through. There are friends that will come from one end of the state of America to the next end. Right from New York way down to Florida. Discipline and come to the Bahamas just to encourage you. Just to tell you, hold on, you can make it, bro. Just to tell you that the Lord said that the sin comes from the joy of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I want to say to you tonight, people, you need someone every now and again in your life just to encourage you. You need someone every now and again in your life just to show you you can. If you believe God, he will do it for you. What the Lord declared, don't trouble and die. My God, my God. It troubled David. Even though Saul died, it troubled David. Lo and behold, a liar came. And he wanted to receive a reward. And he was deceived. He said,
to David, he said, listen, I killed Saul. But it troubled him. It troubled him because he realized that he was the Lord's anointed. And he was expecting to receive a gift. And he spoke to Joab and he said, fall on this man. Because he didn't understand. Sometimes in your life, there are people that are around you that will hurt you and put you to pain. But I want to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says, blessed are ye when men shall persecute you and revile you and say all matters of evil against you. He said, repent and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. When you look at the life of David, you will see that a man that was so loved by God, a man that was so compassionate for God, that he would not have trouble. But every area of his life, he was troubled. Friends and families and the wealth and the riches that he had, the nations that were about him troubling. He didn't know who and what to turn to. He didn't know who to trust. Then when he was coming down to the last of his life, yet one of his sons again rised up, jumped on the mule, and set the folks, and gathered together and overthrew Solomon, that he rightfully said that would be the heir. The Lord behold, this man on his last breath. The word of the Lord declared that Bathsheba came in there. He didn't know the trust at that stage in life. And then Nathan came in. And he spoke his last word. So sometimes in life, when you had your last, God will send a servant. God will send a word so that you can live. Send what a Satan will tonight. Put your trust in the living God. How to find someone that you can talk to. How to find someone that can encourage you. How to find someone that will show you the way. It says in the book of Ecclesiastes that one fought it all alone. It's a terrible thing. But he said, when two come together, and watchmen ran in the crowd, the cord cannot be broken easy. Solomon understood all of that. Because with all of the wisdom and the knowledge that God had given up to him, and when he backslid on God, the word of the Lord declared that every nation that was every year bringing him tribute, that was his friend and his comrade, had turned against him and became his enemies. He was able to write it in the book of Ecclesiastes. He told you that everything that you possess in life, everything that you think you have in life, the money, the fame, the power, the proper love, it amazes you sometimes when you listen to stories in the earth and you hear men that boast about their wealth, and men that boast about their power, and men that boast about their strength. And one sickness and one disease will wipe them off the face of the earth. The only friend that we have that is an eternal friend. Jesus said, I now call you friend. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to send you those that are listening to me on tonight. Jesus is your friend. Regardless of what is going on, regardless of what is happening in the earth, Jesus will never leave.
Mm-hmm.
The world will deceive you. And the world will convince you that if you trust in medical science, that if you trust in the world that you now possess, that it will seal you this. But I want to say to you tonight that the only thing that will seal you is the good friend we have in Jesus. You have to connect yourself to this kingdom spirit. You have to connect yourself to this divine spirit that will take you from earth straight to glory. And whatever you're going through, he will see you through. Sometimes you have hope and you're thinking that's your best friend, but you don't understand some best friend have a best friend. And you reveal your whole heart to them. When you listen a few hours ago, that which you said has been exposed to the world. And we see it all the time in celebrities. And we see it in the basketball. We see it in the football world. They see the animals experience. Whether with a teammate or a friend, whenever there is turmoil and war, the folks will take that same information and write a book and make millions and millions of dollars off of them. Now the individual is hurting on the inside and trying again to find someone who they can trust and you will see the light. They will go through 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 marriages looking for trust. At the end of the day, they will die in their sins. They won't die in trust because they never put their trust in God. They never put their hope in God. I'm saying to you tonight, wherever you are, you must put your faith and your trust in the living God. And if you put your trust in Jesus, just like he did, because there is hope. When Abraham was ready to find a wife for his son Isaac, the word of the Lord spoke word. And over the midst of all that was going on, the Canaanite woman and the Jebusites and the Amorites and the Hittites, the word of the Lord came to him and said, go back to my father's house and get a wife for my son. And connect with her. And because of that, all of that union came Jacob and Esau. And all of Jacob came the 12 princes, patriarch sons. So I'm saying to you, people of God, on tonight, sometimes you have to connect yourself with people. Sometimes you have to get yourself around folks that will inspire you. You have to get yourself around folks that will motivate you and take you to the next level. Because the word of God declares also unto us, know we not that you are compassable with so great cloud of witness. Those that have went on before us are sitting in the realms of heaven and just hearing us all. Moses and Elijah and Ezekiel and Daniel and Isaiah. Just cheering us on. You know, look, it's just saying you can make it. Regardless of how it looked at the earth, I was here. And every process and every pain that you're going through, I went through it. I experienced the same pain. In fact, you only get to live some 70 years. You only get to live some 60 years. But those of them will tell you, I get to live 969 years. The Lord will tell you, I've been through it all. 125 years, I had a dinner. You think when I finished the act, it was over. But when I came out of the act, I was thinking, you can't tell me about dream. These men will tell you that they went through it all. But they hear the day in the rest of the spirit telling us we can make it. And I want to say to you tonight, don't look at what is happening in the world. Don't look at what is happening around you. Don't look at how people are crying and moaning. And some of those folks who haven't won God, they will take the blessings. They will take the check from the government. But they don't want nothing to do with the government. They will take every donation that are given up by the church, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and whoever else. Decide to give them something. But tell them about Jesus. And tell them they have to live right. Stop shocking them. Stop playing the number. Stop drinking. Stop cussing and lying and chewing tobacco. And they will reject the God that you give them. But I want to say to you tonight, there's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. And his name is Jesus. And whatever you're going through tonight, I am asking you. I am applauding you. I am begging you. I am pleading with you to turn it over to Jesus. And I promise if you turn it over to Jesus, this is where David was. David was at the place he couldn't understand. My God, everything I did was so high. I mean, if he wanted me to play, I played. He sent me the army. I didn't know I was coming back. But I went in the mountains for him. But yet, he brought his day. One time, they had an opportunity to kill him on the ground. And the servant Joab said, kill him. And he said, no, I cannot touch the Lord's anointed. So sometimes your enemy right around there, plotting, talking amongst you. God's saying, do not touch them. I will deal with them. And I'm saying to you tonight that whatever you're going through, I want you to hear me by the word of God. Let you know that God is with you. I'm speaking to you all the way from the Bahamas. I'm speaking to you from this land, just like your land, that are going through problems. But the difference with us and you, we hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ just like you. We shall make it. Yes, the world is in trouble. There's trouble in Russia. There's trouble in China. There's trouble in India. There's trouble in Mexico. There's trouble in Guatemala. There's trouble in England, trouble in Israel, trouble in Sudan, trouble in Saudi Arabia, trouble in Canada, trouble in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago,
come to Guyana, come to Argentina and Brazil. But I will say to you, if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he is a friend that will stick closer in the ground. If you bind yourself to him, if you knit yourself to Jesus, don't care what the world is going through. He says even in Psalms 46, he said, God is my refuge. And he said, even though the earth be removed, and all the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, he shall help you that night and early when you are at your last day. Sometimes you pray all night and at the breaking of dawn, Jacob said, Lord, I ain't going to let you go until you bless you. And right at your final strength of last breath, glory to God. Jesus, right there, at your very last, God will come to you and send a blessing. Whether it be in healing or in deliverance, he will deliver you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank him even now in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Folks, stick close to your friend. Stick close to Jesus. I promise you, if you stick close to Jesus, yes, the word is in trouble because they reject him. But if you stick close to Jesus, he said that none of the disease of the Egyptian would be allowed to come on you. I'm saying to you tonight, stick close to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty God, I pray now for all of those that are listening under the sound of my voice. In every nation that upon the face of the earth. I pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you move upon them even by the power of the Holy Ghost. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for you declare even in your word that there are one, two, or three that thou art in the midst. And God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will come down to your children and be friends, become their best friend. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus that they will commune with you in prayer and that they will hear you through the word of God. And even now, Lord Jesus, speak to this people. Bring about a change. Bring about a transformation by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that minds will be opened and souls will be set free from the bonds of hell. I break every tree. I walk even now in the marine kingdom. I set this people free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bring all of their home, every trinket and every one, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command in the name of Jesus that they be free, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen tonight. Amen tonight. Amen tonight for that word. Amen. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen for the word on tonight. Glory to God for his messenger. Amen on tonight, people of God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, so many instructions. Glory to God that we can live by, that we can measure, amen, that we can look and we can see where we stand, amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen. And just to know, amen, that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, amen, glory be to God, and his name is Jesus, amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, glory to God, for his word, amen. Again, so much was, amen, said on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that you got something out of it. Amen. Glory be to God. Something that, amen, that you, there's something that can hold you over, people of God. Amen. Because the Lord is speaking. He's speaking to us expressly. Amen. By his word. Amen. That none would be lost. Amen. Glory be to God. But we bless the Lord on tonight for this precious word. People of God, and listen, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast. As we always say, it's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. But you can, amen, request the copy, and we'll try to get it to you within 24 hours. Amen. And The first number, amen, that you can text on tonight is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. If you're listening via a radio and you would like to get a copy, you can certainly text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. If you would, certainly, if you would like to have a copy, we'll get it to you on tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight, amen, for the word. We thank God tonight. Glory to God for the prayer, amen, that the man of God has already prayed. We just bless the Lord. We just bless the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Coming all the way from Nassau, Bahamas, amen. All the way from Nassau, Bahamas, amen, Jesus, Pastor Howard Mott, amen. We bless him. We thank him again, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. As always, we would like to, amen, open the platform. If there is anyone that would like to give your life to the Lord on tonight, glory to God, you can come forward. Simply press *6 on tonight. Glory to God, press *6. Amen, Jesus, and we will, amen, glory be to God, usher you right on in. Amen. But heaven is open. Glory be to God, always for you. Amen. Now is always the time. Right now is always the acceptable time. Amen. The day that you hear his voice, the day that you feel, amen, you feel, amen, the tugging of your heart. Glory to God, amen. The Lord tugging, amen, to bring you back, amen, into the fold. Glory be to God. The day that you hear his voice, it is the acceptable time. Amen. So, people of God, now is the time. If there's anyone on the line that's not saved and you would like to be saved, amen, Jesus, you'd like to give your life unto the Lord. Amen. You'd like to put your life in his hands. Glory be to God. We would like to usher you in. Amen. Glory be to God. If there's anyone on tonight, you can come. Amen. You can press *6 and come right over. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If not on tonight, amen, if there are any prayer requests, amen, we know the man of God has already prayed. Amen. By faith, we believe God for the word on tonight. We believe God, amen, that the Lord, listen, we believe that he's already done it. Amen. Glory be to God. If anyone on tonight, amen, you have a special, special prayer, amen, glory to God, that you would like to bring before the line on tonight, amen, glory to God, amen. While you're thinking about it, amen, we want to thank God for the prayers of the saints. Thank God for your prayers on tonight, amen, for my brother Andrew, amen, he did go in for a procedure. And we thank the Lord that the Lord brought him out all right. He brought him out all right. And we just give God thanks and we give God praise for that. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers, people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's none on the platform on tonight, amen, we just again give God thanks for the man of God.
Minister Bradley.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord, saints. Bless the Lord, Minister Bradley. I would like to request prayer for myself. I have to go in tomorrow for an ultrasound. Knot that's on my left side. Mm-hmm. And I'm just requesting prayer. I'm not afraid. I'm not worried. But I just request prayer.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And all is well.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. All is well. Amen. We believe. Yes, sir. Amen. God bless you. God bless
you. Thank
you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Before we go before the throne of grace, amen. Anyone else? Anyone else on tonight? Amen. God, we know God is a prayer answering God. Amen. He is the God that answers by fire. Glory be to God. He answers by fire. Hallelujah. He makes it known. Amen. His presence. Glory to God. Amen. So let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you now again. We thank you. We thank you for this word on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. And we believe by faith that it has fallen on good ground. We thank you on tonight for your messenger, oh God. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for your anointing. Glory to God. We thank you, glory be to God, for all that the word has done, all that the word is yet to do. We thank you for manifestation on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight for blessing the heart, glory to God, of your people, for blessing and moving in the situation of your people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for looking upon this line, for looking upon this people in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, glory to God, because we know, oh God, by faith that it's already done in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming even so on tonight, lifting up Minister Booker before you on tonight. Glory to God. Father, she has, oh God, to go on tomorrow for a procedure. But we, glory to God, hallelujah, we thank you because we know that you're already with her on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking even so on tonight, glory to God, that your angels, glory to God, be with her. Escort her in, oh God. Bring her out in the name of Jesus. We're asking on tonight that you would touch her, glory to God, even now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you made her, and you know all about her even now. Glory to God, for she is your temple on tonight. Glory be to God. And we're asking you tonight, Gloria Mosa, we're asking you on tonight to move, oh God, in your vessel on tonight. Stir on tonight, Jehovah. Glory to God. Stir on tonight in the name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, for you are the balm. You're the healing balm of Gilead. You are the balm that heal, oh God, your people in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking on tonight that you will heal, that you will restore, oh God, even so the broken places. We're asking that you will restore, oh God, that you will mend even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight, oh God, that you will cause your hand, cause your wings, oh God, to move upon your servant on tonight. For there's healing in your wings. There's healing, oh God, in your wings, oh God, for the nation, for your children on tonight. And we're asking you to move tonight. Move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Move, hey God, higher in the name of Jesus. Father, glory to God, even before she's in, even before she has to go in, oh God, we believe by faith on tonight that you're able to fix, that you're able to rectify, that you're able to heal in the name of Jesus. Give her a miracle on tonight. Amen. I'm going to say in the name of Jesus, oh God, that even as they go in, oh God, hallelujah, they'll find nothing on tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking all glory to God. Father, not only for her on tonight, but those, oh God, that are standing in the need, that are standing in the need on tonight, standing in the need of a healing on tonight. Glory be to God. We're asking you, oh, Glomoshiah, oh, God, that you would do it tonight. Father, do it tonight for your people. Heal on tonight. Heal and deliver on tonight. Restore on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch bodies tonight. Right now, Lord, we're asking that you would do it right now. Jehovah Rapha, do it on tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. Thank you for moving all over the land. Thank you for moving for your woman servant. Thank you for moving on tonight. Gloria Mimosa. Oh, God, for those on tonight. Oh, Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your grace on tonight. Thank you for your grace on tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father,
Father, even as they go in, even as she goes in, Father, we're asking that you will cover her on tonight. Cover, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover as only you can in the name of Jesus. Cover, oh Gahaya Lelamahaya. Oh, Father, prepare the way. Prepare the way, oh God, that there will be no carelessness. We prepare the way, oh God, and sanctify. Oh, Master, sanctify the way in the name of Jesus. Cause of the go, oh God, come out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring it every work to doubt tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a favorable outcome on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Ebosha. We thank you tonight, oh Master, for a favorable outcome. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you for your great arm of salvation. Oh, God, for moving on the hearts of your people. Even as we close this broadcast on tonight, even, oh, God, as we close this broadcast on tonight, we thank you for your yet moving. We thank you for your yet moving, oh, God, on behalf of your people. You're yet delivering. You're yet saving, you're yet restoring. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise on the night. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word working. Thank you for your word, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you again, oh God, for your messenger. Thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for this word on tonight. Thank you. Glory be to God. And Father, we ask that you will bless your messenger on tonight. Bless his ministry on tonight. Bless his household on tonight. Bless his marriage on tonight. Bless his family on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would shower down upon him. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in, oh God. Cause your faith to shine ever so brightly upon him on tonight. And Master, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for doing it now. We honor and we glorify you in the precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you will cover tonight. Cover everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Cover and shield us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Cover and shield us in your glory. Cover and shield us in your peace. Cover and shield us in your glory, in the precious name, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cover us on tonight. Father, for you promised your beloved sweet sleep. You promised us sweet sleep, oh God, and we give you thanks on tonight. We're thanking you for covering, oh, Master. Thank you, oh God, for binding the hand of the troubler. We're thanking you for sweet sleep, God, even in our dreams. We thank you tonight, oh God, and we're asking that you continue to minister to us. Minister to our hearts. Minister to our minds, oh God. Hey, glory to God in thy precious name, Jesus, Father. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your resurrection power. Cause us to rise, restored, and refreshed in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bring us back now at the appointed time. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your angels that you give charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Angels, oh God, to stand about our bedside. Angels, oh God, to cover, to fight for us. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God, each and every one. We thank you tonight. We glorify you. We honor you now. We're asking you, oh God, that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, oh glory to God, and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. For this, Master, we give you thanks. We do give you praise in thy precious name. Jesus, we do glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Again, God bless you. God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you, each and every one. We thank God. We bless you. Amen. Listen, people of God, don't forget to invite someone to come and be with us, amen, on the line. Don't forget, amen, to invite someone to come to be blessed, amen, by this word that we're getting, amen. Glory be to God. You believe in this word, glory to God, amen. You're being blessed, glory to God. We want you to invite someone
that they can be blessed. Amen. God bless you yet again, people of God. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Again, invite someone to come and be with us. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Amen, Jesus. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. This does conclude our broadcast for tonight, and we will see you on tomorrow night. Blessings again unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye. Thank you.